Our reality check today takes a closer look at where state lawmakers stand on the TMT project. Honolulu Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us with that. Good morning.
Hi, Catherine. Actually, Blaze Lovell reported with Civil Beat this morning.
Oh, Blaze. Okay. Well, both of you folks worked on that, yeah?
Yes, we did. Chad probably needs a little break because we spent all last week calling our 76 state lawmakers and we asked them if they support or oppose the TMT going on Mauna Kea and what they think should be done to end the impasse. And we got some thoughtful responses, but also a lot of silence by our state lawmakers on this issue.
Interesting. So what was the takeaway?
Well, you know, a couple things. Those no responses, it was a little less than half of the state legislature. You know, it could signal that some of them may be torn between their constituents who either support or oppose the project. It's possible that maybe they didn't want to show their hand and reveal what policy they might put forward until the session. And really, hopefully it's not a sign that they're apathetic, because this is an issue that's going to get kicked to the legislature now. It's one of the biggest issues facing Hawaii of our time, and it's something that they're going to have to make decisions on come this session.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tough question. I know when you folks reached out to Senator Carl Rhodes, he had some humor. He inserted humor into his response.
Definitely, and he wanted to be put in, quote-unquote, a witness protection plan, and he's joking, but, you know, it kind of shows how this is such a thorny issue for some lawmakers to maybe they feel they can't take a side on it right now, and some didn't take a side when we asked them, but they did provide some thoughtful responses, like Senator Laura Thielen wanted the telescopes to be decommissioned before construction even starts on TMT. Others like Senator Gil Riviere brought up this issue of the master lease, which is expiring in 2033. He said that it would be arrogant to assume that that it would just be renewed and that TMT could be operating. Others have put forward other proposals. House Speaker Scott Sikey, for example, suggested that maybe we create another ali'i trust managed by Native Hawaiians for Native Hawaiians to put cultural practices into public policy.
That's an interesting concept, because, you know, that has been the rub, right, that UH has not managed the Mauna properly, and that's why we are here today at this juncture, having spent so much money dealing with the protectors and, you know, other folks just getting frustrated at the delays in movement.
Right, and that's actually one of the proposals I think they'll take up this year, is, and it's part of Mayor Harry Kim's plan, is trying to figure out how to restructure the management that we have on the mountain.
And I know Big Island lawmaker Lorena Noy has come out very strong and wants the governor and wants the county to move quickly and clear the road and proceed with construction.
She has. She was actually one of the, I think the only that came out as strongly as she did. Others raised the point that, you know, they're state lawmakers, they have to uphold the law, and that's why they support TMT. But they wouldn't go so far as to say that, well, we need to clear the road of the protesters. Other lawmakers, though, have stated that they support it because of the reported economic and scientific benefits that it could provide the state, and that's what they're looking forward to.
Okay, and then what about, just the response or the no response, I guess, from the lawmakers that you reached out to?
Right, and like I said earlier, you know, this is going to be their issue come this session. The state's reached this impasse that they can't break. We're going to be looking to our lawmakers to try to find a way forward, our policy leaders, and really this no response that we've received, maybe they'll be better with their constituents. But even though they haven't said anything, those that didn't respond, that also says something in a way.
Yes, and I know in reading some of the comments that folks are saying, gosh, if they didn't care to respond, maybe I won't care to vote.
That's a definite concern of the lawmakers. We know election season is coming up too next year, and I think actually all 51 of the House, they all have to go before the voters again.
I know, though, you know, it's summertime, and maybe some lawmakers are traveling, maybe didn't get the question in time.
That's
for the
true
article.
There were a couple that, you know, were out, and we understand that, and they were completely understanding too. And you know, we work with their offices as best we could, and you know, sometimes you just can't get to the. Just can't get internet through when you're right. out of the country.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, Blaise.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was Blaise Lovell with today's Reality Check. To read this latest story on the TMT issue, visit civilbeat.org.